Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's program, the Amateur Swimming Association of Jamaica congratulates Aaliyah Atkinson on her gold medal and world record equaling swim at the recent FINA World Short Course Championships. We also hear what's needed for Jamaica to produce even more Aaliyah Atkinsons going forward. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now.
It is my hope to be a great ambassador for swimming, not only in the pursuit of my goals, but my mission will also be to place Jamaica and the Caribbean on the world map for swimming.
Jamaica's gold medal winning swimmer and woman of the moment, Aaliyah Atkinson, speaking at a function in February. And with her recent accomplishment, we're sure that Jamaicans everywhere will proudly tell Aaliyah, mission accomplished. For those who haven't yet heard, on December 5, Atkinson became the first black female to win a world swimming title after taking gold in the 100-meter breaststroke at the FINA Short Course World Championships in Doha, Qatar. Her 1 minute 2.36 second swim also equaled the world record for the event. Her achievement has been heralded by persons and groups from all sections of society, including perhaps her biggest fan, President of the Amateur Swimming Association of Jamaica, Martin Lynn.
First of all, I'm so proud of Aaliyah. The fact of the matter is that Aaliyah proved several things. It proved that with consistent commitment, you can achieve almost anything you want. Aaliyah's been at it now through thick and thin. It really sends a message out that, you know, you put your mind to whatever you want to achieve, you can achieve.
Naturally, he's also pleased at what her victory means for Jamaica's international reputation in competitive swimming.
Now, history has been made by a Jamaican. This is the first dark-skinned person that has won a major event and set a world record, and it's a Jamaican. So clearly, we as an organization are very pleased with that.
With the public's attention now on swimming, Lynn is using the opportunity to invite more support from corporate and other private sponsors to help upgrade the country's swimming facilities.
We have a lot of other Aaliyahs coming up. We also have males coming up as well who are quite capable. But we need the proper support, we need funding and also facilities. The big picture would be certainly another 50-meter swimming pool in Jamaica, a 10-lane 50-meter swimming pool. Right now, the National Aquatic Center is 8 lanes. We would need a 10-lane pool going forward. Now, it would mean that we could almost host 25-meter races at the same time, which is what Aaliyah just set the world record in, by the way.
Plans are underway to refurbish the Olympic-sized pool at the G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sports. However, the high capital cost to get the job done has hampered the progress of this project. The Sports Development Foundation recently replaced the decades-old filtration system at the National Aquatic Center at the National Stadium, but now the pumps need similar attention.
The pumps that have been there for 50 years working. Now, we do bandage fixes all the time, and the reality is that we need new pumps now. So that's one big fix we need.
Lynn says there are several young Jamaican swimmers with just as much hunger and talent as Aaliyah Atkinson, and he invites the public to get behind them so they can achieve similar successes.
Going forward, we have a lot of great young talent coming up. I mean, right off the top of my head, I know we have Brianna Roman, we have Trudy Ann Patrick, we have Daniel Booth, we have Zara Bailey. That's 5 females that could easily carry us to the next Olympics. Then in terms of the males, we certainly have Sidra Williams, you know, Dominic Walter, we have, you know, Timothy Winter. I mean, those names just come easy because they're there, they're talented, they're focused, and they're Jamaican. And they definitely can carry us to the next Olympics easily. So we certainly have a broad reach. We can send teams to represent Jamaica at almost any event in the world easily with swimming.
President of the Amateur Swimming Association of Jamaica, Martin Lynn. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.